Clean up, clean up, everybody everywhere. Clean up, clean up, everybody do your share. Clean up, clean up, everybody everywhere. Clean up, clean up.
All right. Hi, everybody. How are you? Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank number 31. On today's episode, all right, well, here's the deal. I was over at my friend Stevie's apartment, and we were watching a marathon of Hoarders. I've never seen the show before. And it's hilarious. If you guys have never watched it, it's about people who hoard things. You've all seen it, or you've all heard of it at least, right? Hoarders. You know what I'm talking about. So here's the deal. First, when I watched, I just laughed. I just thought it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And then I really got in my head that I wanted to interview a hoarder for my podcast and to hear what that was like and what that was all about. But the more I thought about it, the more I kept thinking about those episodes and those people with that affliction of not being able to chuck stuff, the more I realized, those people are just me. It's everything I think about, like that, how different humans have different things in common, but we're all sort of the same people at the heart of it. Those people are just like me. I cannot throw things out. I'm on my way to being a hoarder. Like, it was bad. I realized, like, their emotional attachment to objects, like over-emotionalizing things, their inability to throw things away. I have that stuff just on a lower level. The only difference between me and them was that they had more time to become them, and most of them had more space. I got a one-bedroom apartment. Most of them had houses they can grow into. So the only thing that's stopping me from being a complete hoarder is that I don't have enough space to push into. So with that realization having been made, I asked a couple friends of mine, Tony Hinchcliffe and Matt Edgar, to come and help me clean my apartment. And by ask, I mean I paid them money, because nobody's going to do anything for someone else for free, for no reason. So it started, the thought was to do it for a little bit. It turned into a lot longer, and we just had a fuck of a time cleaning up. I wanted to talk about hoarding and my craziness, but really, I mean, we got with that a little bit. Mostly we talked about just how hard it was for days to clean this filth pig of an apartment. I mean, I let it go, you guys. I let it go. So we talked about that, and then we also covered modern wrestling quite a lot. This guy, Barry Saturn, in particular. He comes up, and it was a really great, fun conversation. So it's going to be fun. But before we get into it, I just want to say that I've been going on the road a lot lately, and the crowds have been really tremendous. I really thank you guys if you've come out to the shows in Edmonton or in San Diego or anywhere else. You guys have been really supportive. That's stand-up is really the only thing I care about. So, I mean, I can get these done every Monday, but I don't really care about it as much as I do stand-up. That's my thing. So the fact that you guys come out and are good audiences, that really means the world to me. So thank you very much. And if you want to see where I'm playing, anywhere in Los Angeles, I'm usually playing there at the Comedy Store or the Improv or maybe the Laugh Factory or wherever. Most of those dates are up on my website as they go, like the week of. Go to arithegreat.com. You'll see just a whole box over there with all my gigs. And all my road dates will be on their way ahead of time, too. So go check that out. Also, I'll have on there, all these episodes of each podcast and links to the iTunes and also some special content. And then I think also I'm going to put, like, when I'm on other people's podcasts, I figure I'll just put that on there, too, right? Like, maybe if you guys want to hear that. I don't know. I mean, whatever. So that'll all be on there. Go check it out. And also, if you have any sort of comments on definitely the quality, technical quality of this podcast, if the sound is way off compared to other podcasts, let me know. Let me know which episode it is and if it's distorted or too loud or too soft. Let me know and what you like and what you don't like. Content-wise, I'm not going to listen to the fuck anybody says. But technically, I'd love to hear it. So that's it, everybody. Sit back, relax, and enjoy Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank number 31, The Cleanup. With Ari Shaffir, Matt Egger, and Tony Hinchcliffe.
Clean up, everybody do your share. Clean up, everybody everywhere. Clean up, everybody do your share.
All right, here we are. Matt Edgar and Tony Hinchcliffe. How are you guys?
Fuck. Yes, Matt, you sound congested.
You sound congested.
No, it wasn't an insult, Matt. He really was just telling you.
I literally, right when you said, let's go, I had a chunk of phlegm in my throat that I tried to clear. You had me at, right out the gate, I was already dead on arrival for this podcast.
Right. So this is your first podcast, huh?
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
No, I'm sick.
Do you know what this is? You're sick with fear?
Sick with a cold.
Good news is that it's really good for audio and podcast to sound like you have phlegm trapped in your nose.
About that last night because we were at Barris's place. Yeah. And we were all just sitting there watching a Tom Petty documentary, but he has his living room. Yeah.
What time? After everything?
After everything.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Until 5 in the morning.
I reset my schedule so I'm not so tired like at 2 or 3.
I took a nap like right before I went out.
Yeah, me too.
I think that's what I'm going to start doing.
Take a nap before so you can really party.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well. A nap between like 8 and 10 at night is amazing.
Yeah. Like wake up early and take a nap.
8 p.m. and 10 p.m.?
Yeah. And then you wake up for your like spot at night just fucking jacked.
I think that's too late. For me, it's too late. Because then at 10.
How do you know? You haven't tried it.
I've woke up before my spots. I've done that where I played Xbox so much that I'm waking up at like 7, 8 p.m.
Do you 5-hour energies or anything like that?
Sometimes I have to for those things.
Wow. Yeah, I'm just finding out about all that.
You know what I'm finding out about 5-hour energy? Half of one. That's the right
dosage.
You know
what? That's what I was thinking. Because on the back it says you could even, yeah.
And if you do half of one, if you split with somebody, you're like, oh, you don't feel like jacked. All you feel is not tired.
That's all.
Like you had a full night's sleep and you woke up 5 hours ago.
Yeah.
Where you're like, you're just awake. It's like 2 p.m.
I just need to be awake.
Yeah. The problem is you took a whole one and then you're like, oh, I can't sleep for 22 hours now. That's me. Yeah. I don't drink caffeine like you guys do.
I have 1 or 2 coffees a day.
Really?
Yeah.
Or 2 a day?
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that on a poverty wealth income?
Oh, coffee's so easy to get to.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if it's not free somewhere.
Why is it free?
It's like $1. What?
Oh, why is it free? I thought it was like $3 a piece at Starbucks.
Every lobby, every like.
Oh, they have it there?
There's always coffee brewing.
But that's not where you got that from.
That's Starbucks. That's $1.50.
Oh, that's all it is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad. You can make do on
that. Yeah, they sell that juice that you're drinking there for like $5, though.
Oh, yeah, here.
No, don't worry about it. I knew that was going to come up.
I forgot about it.
You don't have to pay me. You don't have to pay me. It's all good, but it was like, he's right. It was.
How much? Orange is way too much. It's way too
expensive. I don't know why it's so much.
But a full one of Tropicana costs like $4 or $5.
I'll tell you why that's good. Because
that looks like it's the real deal.
No sugar added.
100% juice.
Orange juice that's from concentrate is cheap. But real
but Tropicana's not, right?
Tropicana's fake.
Fake? I don't know, man. I've seen the commercials. And according to the commercials, you reach through an orange grove and you pick out a carton of Tropicana.
That would be false advertising.
Yeah, so unless I think you should do more research before you
open
it.
I guess I should just stop reading the small print on the side of the container and just listen to commercials.
The legally required print that they have to put on there?
I look at the artwork on the bottle.
That's probably way better.
I look at that. I look at like how much detail they put in this. It's not a fucking joke.
You know what I want to do? I want to have people here later tonight. And that's one of the things I did when I cleaned up, but I still haven't fucking finished this. All right, anyway, we're here to talk about hoarding. You guys helped me clean my place.
Yes.
I fooled you.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't intentionally fool you, but I said, hey, who wants to help me? Which nearly former door guys want to help me clean my place for $100?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I didn't even think about it sucking when you asked. I thought like, oh, that's a fun little thing.
Yeah.
It's like three dudes hanging out. And I knew it was going to be. I knew it was going to be what it was going to be. I mean, it was a joke the whole time we were doing it.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a lot of fun for a few hours.
Yeah.
What it turned into was a lot of fun for a few hours a day for a few days.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of stretched it out for, it was like a week.
After day two, you guys were like, hold on, let's renegotiate. We have to talk.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Remember,
this is not what we signed
up
for.
There was like one day, I think it was the first day that we literally just for hours hung out. And didn't even start hoarding or didn't even start cleaning.
That's my
mess.
Problem with cleaning. It takes so like much effort just to start doing
it. Yeah. And it was just three of us. Nobody could like cross that line of like, let's actually start cleaning.
All right,
cleaning.
Guys, let's do this.
Yeah. Just all were kicking it and laughing for hours. I'm like, oh, shit, guys, we're supposed to be cleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, cleaning sucks and smoking pot and having fun doesn't. So.
Well, we also had to break out the gravity bong.
Yeah.
but the guys from Skunk Magazine. I guess this episode is sponsored by Skunk Magazine now. that they gave me. It's like a homemade, not homemade. It's like a factory made gravity bong. It was pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
I mean, it really did the job.
It really, well, it didn't do the job. We did, couldn't.
What
do
we take? Matt's OG. What do we have? We had something like super strong. I think we had Matt's OG in that gravity bomb.
I had a powerful sativa at the time. That's back when they were still strawberry, on the
strawberry cough.
Strawberry cough.
Do you remember when we walked?
I took strawberry cough to Diaz did to Philadelphia once. Me, Diaz, Red Band, and Joe Rogan all went to Philadelphia, and it was all about the strawberry cough just because Diaz was like, "We have enough. This is for everybody."
Yeah.
But then he started smoking it, and the green room, the door. Like the stage on Philadelphia at Helium, there's a door to the green room that you open and you walk right in the side of the stage. So you just kept opening the door just a crack and just blowing pot smoke out while Rogan was on stage for like 10 straight minutes.
Oh, yeah, you told me about
that. And then Rogan wouldn't say anything. So I'm like, I'll go to the crowd to see if we can see it coming out. And then I was like, give me 1 minute and then keep doing it. And he did it. And you could barely see it from the side, but enough. I'm like, what the fuck? He should be able to. And then finally Rogan was like, God damn it. I've been ignoring that pot smoke smell for so long. How much are they smoking in there? I just started laughing. Like, no, we're blowing it out.
Did the crowd like that? Like,
they loved it. They loved
could
it.
Smell it too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect.
And in Helium,
and
the owner,
it was probably like pent up.
Oh, yeah. The owner doesn't come by. He just comes by like the first day. He's a cool guy. He's a cool Jew. But like, he's like, from now on, you animals handle it. You're fine. I'll just make sure you guys are taken care of, and then you guys do whatever you want to do. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, nobody even cares. It's fun. That place is great. Are you playing that place? Just Baltimore.
Yeah.
Where are you doing in Baltimore?
I have no idea.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Used to be an improv there.
I've been trying not to think about it.
Smart. Working with Pauly Shore.
Yep.
That's a tough one. Is it going to make you fold his laundry? Have you ever opened
one?
No.
You know what? I don't.
No.
Honestly, it's not. It's not that bad. I went to Vegas with him this summer, which. I think that would be if you don't want to go hang out with Pauly for a weekend.
Vegas would be the place
town,
you don't.
Vegas
hang
would
out.
Be the worst possible. You're with the weasel in a city just lit up with douchebags.
The only cool thing about Vegas that I found out later is you pretty much wherever you go, you're a cheap cab ride away from home.
That is,
you can
true.
Just be like, all right, well, it's 4:30 and I'm tired of shit. So
there's
I'm just
always
go
a way
home.
Out. Yeah,
get home for like 14 bucks.
You could just press eject from pretty much anywhere.
We'll walk if it's warm. All right, but anyway, so we started doing this thing. The gravity bong was amazing.
The gravity bong was amazing, and so I guess a good starting point would be to say that first thing that you noticed when you came through your door was a ton of boxes that had just gotten there, like delivered that were unopened, and were like,
here they are.
What's that? Like a bunch of packages, as if you had a bunch of. Gluttonous nights in front of the computer on eBay, just ordering things that you'd like.
Yeah,
and they're still there.
They're still there. I was gonna do it as Christmas when I fully finished cleaning this place.
You were gonna have a Christmas for yourself of stuff that you bought yourself, but you forgot what it is. So
I
you'd be
I go
like,
online late at night when I get could, back. From
it's
the
probably stuff
store.
That you need.
You know what? You know what? I knew this would happen.
Yeah,
I knew that. Like slowly but surely,
it would keep,
the
come
hoarding was
back.
Gonna come back. It's in you, man. All we did was clean up your room.
That all should be right, its own
hold
podcast.
On. Let's talk about it coming back at the end. Let's go in an order here. I want to go.
We didn't solve the problems that are.
I know we didn't
fix
solve
the
problems.
Hoarding.
So you get it, and you see these things, these packages, these
right?
Boxes.
And then you explain it as some weird Christmas thing, and that's when I realized.
No,
if he's not opening these boxes that are right in front of his door, which are still there, then he
the
has
now.
Some weird thing of loading. Stuff up in this place, and that's when I already noticed that there was going to be a problem. Especially, also, then I looked on the other side of that, and that was over here, but there was a luggage bag, and there was seven other luggage bags inside. So it was like one of those cartoons
Russian.
Where the thing will hop out of the thing.
It's a Russian.
You had
like,
a luggage bag
Russian
instead
dolls.
Of a luggage bag. Uh-huh. Yeah, the Russian dolls. You had Jewish luggage.
No, Russian dolls aren't Jewish.
I knew he was going to start hoarding again.
Yeah.
When I first walked in, just by
today.
No, I mean, it's already kind of started.
The first time
today.
You walked in
for the first time when it was still a mess. Right away, I knew that there was no way out for you, and that it's something in you, and it's going to happen again. Completely by some of the things that you just had in your place.
Okay. Well, first of all,
like
let
some
me,
of the
let me
little.
Explain. let me explain what these boxes are.
You already know what I'm talking about.
Our stuff that I bought online late at night.
Yeah.
I have a problem with pot where I think everything's beautiful.
I don't think that's a problem. Unless you don't open it up when you
get to your
house.
But then it comes like
house.
A week later, and I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, cool.
But look, the only thing that I can blatantly see what it is a scrubbing bubbles cleaning thing that it looks like it hangs up in your shower. That could probably just be up there helping you with your problems already.
Two starter kits by Johnson & Johnson.
That's instead, you have it sitting in boxes like you like it there like
the
that.
The rest are from Amazon or Woot. But I forget what they are.
You're a hoarder.
I forget what they are after I order them. So I'm like, oh, I got to get to that. But I don't need anything.
And here's what's creepy about you.
Yeah.
Is that usually hoarders are like freaky, scary weirdos.
Yeah.
And you're a cool guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you're funny.
Yeah, I would have never knew.
You're awesome. Yeah. You're fun to hang out with. People like you. You have like a star power to you. You're cool.
And I live.
You're educated.
And I live pretty close to the Comedy Store. But
oh,
you
yeah.
Guys, but you guys have never come over here.
It would have
here.
Been easy just to come over one
yeah, anytime.
Hang out.
But, yeah.
But
instead, you're hiding your deep, dark secrets.
Yeah, but I've never invited anybody over.
Yeah.
It was too much to the point where it's like I wanted a cleaner to come in. I've had a cleaner come in before. My parents were like, oh, well, I'll pay for a cleaner for you.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. But then the last time I had cleaners here, these two Mexicans, this is a couple,
mm-hmm.
I was like, I greeted them outside and I walked them up. I was like, listen, just concentrate on the bathroom and the kitchen. And they're like, no, we'll do everything. And
that's
I was like,
that's how they do it on the show, by the way, hoarders.
What?
I don't know if you ever see it. That's
I saw
what
it
that's
once.
What the people always do. They're always like, hey, why don't you just go like just stay away from you know, the living room, the dining room, the den, the basement, the attic. If you don't mind, the bathroom. There's one of those. Check that out.
Yeah, of course. That's how it's.
Because I was like, that's enough time. That's gonna be 2 hours alone. So I'm like, just concentrate on that shit. Don't
well,
worry
how did
about
that go?
Overwhelm. They actually did everything.
Right.
It was great. But when I got in, they were like, no, we do it. We do it all. We do it all. I have terrible accents. But like, we do it all. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, we do it all.
No, but is that Armenian? I don't even know what I'm doing. It's definitely not Mexican. Yeah, we do it all. It's weird. I can't get work as an actor. So they came, when he opened the door, he just started laughing. He goes, oh, it is bad. Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they did everything.
Yeah.
And they mostly straightened, tidied things.
You know, I'd imagine like, it's actually probably pretty easy to become a hoarder because it is all your stuff and your place, and you do put these things in these places, and you could lose track of, like, what's real in this. Like, what did my apartment even look like at one point?
Well, here's what I got from the show Hoarders that I saw an episode. And at first I was laughing at it, you know, like everybody is, and like it's interesting. And then I realized like so many of their details were just like me, like the emotional attachment to objects.
Right.
And then also it was between that, like I was trying to get rid of those two couches for like a year and a half.
Which are really cool. I'd get rid of everything in this place before I got rid of those two couches.
Well, it was just because
I
had a better
couches.
Couch.
Yeah.
Well, that was the problem. Cool. They were given to me by Mitzi Shore, the owner of the Comedy Store.
They look cool. They look. Even if I didn't know that they were from
antique-y.
Mitzi, if you're like, hey, what do you think about the look of these two couches? I'd be like, those look sweet. And then you tell me that, you know, the owner of the Comedy Store. Cool.
Yeah, I offered them to you once before you moved in there, and you were
the
one I thought would want it.
To have couches, though, I would need a piece of real estate to put them
place.
In. So.
Yeah, that's what you said the first time before you live where you live now. You were like, I have nowhere to put them. But I've had people offer to take one, and I'm like, no, they're set. They got to remain together. And so I turned them down.
That's great. Look at how cool they are. You're
no, they're very cool.
Right.
I didn't think we'd find room for them.
If you would have split those up, it would have been like, they would have just...
Neither one would be here right now.
Yeah, they would have missed each other so much, the other one would have killed itself.
But here's the problem. They were given to Mitzi, but it's not like Mitzi built the Comedy Store around these couches. It's something she bought 7 years ago, or 7 years before she gave it to me, and then she's like, oh, I don't want these anymore. Or you take them. Or whatever it was. It wasn't like she had any emotional attachment to them. She was like, I'm dumping these. Hey, phone guy.
Oh, I see what
you want
saying.
These? As you walk by randomly.
Like they were custom made by her, and she still was able to get rid of them.
Yeah, I think we added a lot.
Yeah, that's what I did too.
Yeah.
In my head. But it's like, they're just fucking couches.
Yeah.
They were in the video room for the longest time. And she was like, do you want these? I was like, yeah. She's like, well, get them out today or I'm tossing them.
Sammy might have got them before the divorce, too.
Yeah.
Sammy don't even know what era these couches of Mitzi Shore's life they came from.
Mitzi might have fucked on one of these couches.
Ooh.
Maybe, which is kind of cool. But I mean, also, Pauly Shore might have peed on one of these couches.
Oh, yeah. Might have picked his nose and wiped it on there. He loves doing that.
He definitely did that.
Or something.
Definitely
you know,
did
I mean,
that. If he was
a little
near the couches.
Baby, like, Pauly.
They were, I have no idea when she got them. And now she doesn't either. years.
Oh, wow.
Too far.
Oh, my God.
Shows Alzheimer's. Anyway.
Wow.
Okay, so here's the deal. So I have those things. I have the fucking luggage by the door.
Yeah.
I had this couch, this new couch that was given to me that's long enough I can sleep on. The old Mitzi couches aren't long enough to sleep on. And they have hard sides, so you can't really.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And you also had a layer of dust and dust bunnies that looks like somebody put 40 kittens in a blender and threw the remnants all around the room across the room.
Oh, my God.
Blended kitties.
Out of control.
So it's a mixture between.
It looked like there had been a kitten milkshake convention inside your living room.
And that yeah, you had enough dust to make a whole cat.
Well, that's not hardwood floors. Dust just builds. You got to keep cleaning it, like, every year. It's really lame.
Well, it builds.
I think most people would say every week.
It builds if you just keep letting stuff sit.
I've
you
never
don't
swept.
By the way, look at Mitzi's couches now.
Yeah,
like, look at what's already.
They never
a
made
printer
their way
on clean. That couch.
Where is the printer?
Oh, isn't it underneath that?
No, it's just of course. Oh. No, there's no
you
printer.
Got, well, you got
the
a ton
only,
of shit on that.
The only
couch
things that have been
that
sitting
be on
there.
There's,
and by
there's
the
a
way,
hanger on there.
All that stuff was there when we left.
Yeah,
it.
This was. You guys were like, all right, we're pretty much done.
Oh, well, wow, that's where I we mean, walked
yeah
out.
It
at
was so easy.
Yeah.
That's when you said. I mean, because
oh,
you
I
look
got
at
it
the,
from here, guys.
If yeah you look at the bottom of everything, it's all stuff that only you could get rid of. That one there is loaded with your mail and stuff and
yeah,
paperwork.
Yeah.
Over here to the right.
Uh-huh. Oh,
so
that,
you'd
yeah
have to decide what you wanted to throw away. So we left that stuff for you.
Uh-huh.
And then look what you did.
And
you
then
just
I blocked
let
it
sit there. You blocked it
I
off.
I blocked it with the pot holder where I put my marijuana and stuff.
A TV tray.
And then once I blocked it, so here's what I do too. It's half emotional attachment and half laziness. So once I block something, if that TV tray was the emotional attachment, whatever's behind there, that's just laziness, I'm never going
to
get to.
I told you to get rid of the TV trays, Jesus, by the way.
But
and
then what am
look
I eat
what
on
you've done. You what? Keep saying, what do I eat on? You eat
here's,
on a fucking plate like a human
on
being.
On your lap?
Sure, man. You're at home. Look, you got your TV, your couch.
I know. That's why you put a TV
what
tray.
What do you need to do? Like, sit here like a baby?
No,
and, like,
you put a
cut
fucking,
your food before
you...
You
put a fucking plate
you chew
on,
it 100,
on a
do you
table.
Chew it 50 bites and everything, too?
What if it's like soup or spaghetti? I can't understand.
How
it's
often
a slice
do you
of
eat
pizza.
Soup and spaghetti here?
All the time.
Really?
I had soup last night.
That's those are your two favorite meals in this household. That's the hoarder's
do you
delight.
That was
too?
The poverty. That was the poverty. When I was super poor, I realized spaghetti. That I couldn't afford any food really. But pasta was so cheap.
Oh yeah, I just found that.
So
out,
I would
actually
load up on pasta and marinara sauce.
Oh, it's so good.
And if I could find some Parmesan cheese on sale, I would get like 40 of those.
Yeah.
And that's all I would
and
eat.
Then you would keep them.
Yeah, there's a little trick.
Because they never go bad.
Right.
They never go bad. So you don't have to shop again for like years. It's pretty great.
Oh, man.
I hate shopping. Anyway, so I had this couch, this new couch I got, in front of the old couches.
Yeah, that was another telltale sign that we were in for quite the experience.
Oh, my God. It was just
couches
back to back,
couch.
Is
it was
never
just
a good
front
sign.
Front to back.
Oh,
it was just blocking
worse
off access to
oh
Mitzi's couch.
God.
Just blocking it off. So I had less...
There
space
wasn't even anywhere to walk around in here when we first got in here.
What do you mean? I had pathways.
Yeah, you only know the pathways, sorry. It looks like a bunch of
yeah
shit to us.
Oh,
yeah
really?
Yeah, you recognize the
yeah
path. You made them.
You
yeah
would bounce through there like you're some kind of like spider in a web, and we're like, well, we don't know how to get over there.
Yeah, you want us to like trailblaze to your kitchen.
Right. You were like Indiana Jones crossing one of those wooden drawbridges that connect two cliffs to the other, and we're like, hey, man, there's no bridge. So when did we
also,
what did
you
we just started throwing big stuff away.
Well, yeah, we started throwing big stuff away. But first, we all procrastinated and just said, let's go through the CDs.
Oh, that
well
was
that
the
looked,
biggest
that,
mistake.
I mean,
well, yeah, that was took a day.
Everything else didn't make sense. The only thing we could recognize as a thing was the CDs.
Well, Tony started. It was like, okay, we need to throw something away. They're like,
yeah,
let's look around. What can we throw away? And like, there's two like holders for CDs, for CD jackets and stuff. And they're like, okay. Or do you listen to CDs at all anymore? I was like, no, we can probably get rid of those. But my CDs are all in this fucking book, like hundreds of them. So we should take these to Amoeba, but we got to figure out which CDs are where. They're not in alphabetical order in the book.
So there's hundreds in the book and hundreds in the cases and...
Hundreds all over the floor. I mean, they're literally everywhere.
And in my car, too. We just had to match them up.
Oh, in your car. There's a ton in your car. That's
yeah
right.
We just had
to... Your car's even hoarded right now.
Yeah, yeah, your
yeah
glove
it's
compartment's
hoarded
packed.
Yeah, I got some stuff in there. It should be. This is what
he's
I realized now.
Actual gloves.
Should be in my glove compartment. Yeah. I'll take some gloves to Baltimore.
Six pairs.
Who else carries actual gloves in the glove compartment?
I should have registration, the owner's manual, mm-hmm, insurance, and some pot.
And a couch. Nope. See, that was a test. Very good.
No couch in the joke environment.
Just wanted to make sure that you're learning through
some
of this.
Pretty much all day long, we just sat there super high off that vaporizer and just matched up CD case jackets to CDs.
That was one of the most tedious. I mean,
so tedious.
20 minutes in, I'm like, this is great. We're going to be done in no time. And then 2 hours later, I'm like, my fucking head's about to explode.
Well, you guys were on
The first day, I had to figure everything out, dude, because it was out of control.
Yeah, it was.
Here's the thing. There was so much shit on the floor that I didn't know what was stuff I couldn't step on. But
I knew.
But you knew.
I knew.
So you could just walk on all your shit, and I'm like trying to recognize
you're trying not to walk.
I'm like,
dude, just step
on
that. It's trash. What's wrong with you? It's fine. That's where you're supposed to walk. And you're like, I don't know. The thing next to it also looks like trash.
And those albums
were
from a weird era, too, those CDs, by the way.
They were from the 90s.
I was seeing, like, weird 90s band CDs that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, that was the 90s.
I didn't think
Ugly Kid Joe.
I didn't think U2 had that many albums.
Oh, U2 has got a lot of
albums. Until I was slipping on them on your floor.
Well, here's the thing. Here's when I got all my CDs. I worked at University of Maryland to pay for college. I worked at the North Hills service desk. It was just this place where people, if they locked themselves out of their rooms, they would go up there and they would ask for a spare key. We would give it to them. They'd sign it out. They'd give it back to us. If they got a package, they would come there to get it. We'd have to just call them, say, hey, because it's too big for their mailboxes. So it's like, hey, your package is here. Come and get it.
Wow.
And they would. Or if people needed a phone number, they would call us. Stuff like that. So we figured out that we were the ones logging in the packages. So we can just order BMG and Columbia House to closets or to bathrooms, places that don't exist. Mm-hmm. And they would come deliver it. And we were the ones in charge of like calling the students to say, come pick. So we just wouldn't do it. So if there's a package for room 101, which is the first bathroom, and it's like, who's – we just look at each other like, who's Anne Arundel? And someone would be like, yeah, that's me. That's my package. Who's Mrs. Fields? Like, I'm Mrs. Fields. Thank you. And we would just remember like the fake name we put it under. And we got tons of free music.
Wow.
With no repercussions.
Wow.
And actually, until we all got fired for getting caught for doing that. I guess one repercussion.
There was one.
But anytime I heard a band that had one hit on the radio, I'm like, getting that album. If I liked it.
Oh, I could tell,
get
man.
Get the other three they've made.
You had Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba, yeah.
I had that in there. I knew I was going to find that eventually.
Yeah,
too.
You found it.
When I found it, it was like the second day in. I was like, oh,
I got knocked down, man. I get up again.
We meet again.
You had Jock Jams, too.
You had the Space Jam soundtrack.
I did not have Space Jam soundtrack. Did I?
Maybe that was from my...
Yeah. I did have Jock Jams, although I'm trying to remember. I don't think that was one I ordered from... I think I might have stolen that from somebody. I think I did.
How much did you end up getting when we took that down to Amoeba?
$120.
See, that was good for your spirit, though.
That was good.
By the way,
I ended up having to give you each 40 of it, so we each split it. Yeah. So the first day was for nothing. We each got 40 bucks from that first day's work.
But I remember how bad I needed that money then. Oh, yeah. So it actually helped a lot.
It was down to the wire.
Yeah.
Great timing on that.
Really
great timing
great.
To take care of your hoarding, man.
Yeah. We were both struggling.
I was starving.
That's the good thing about the Comedy Store is you could always find people that are poor enough. White Mexicans. So they'll just do things.
Yeah.
If you belong, the Comedy Store will keep you alive.
Rogan had a brand new like classic car that they redid for some like TV show. One of those like redo cars TV shows. So he didn't want it. It was like spotless and like some beautiful, I don't know, old cars. But he would pay Fat James $100 to watch his car in the lot and make sure nobody hit it or anything. And he just sat out there with a chair.
Wow.
And just got one of those extreme gulps and a pack of cigarettes. And he just sat there at the corner of his car all night long for $100.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was.
Way easier than what you guys did for the same $100.
Yeah. Yeah. I like how you passed on the traditions of Joe Rogan.
But I made it way more work.
Slave on your hand, on our hands and knees.
Well, I did hire two of you. I thought I needed one, actually.
So are you saying that our combined weight makes us like Fat James?
Yeah, I guess. You guys are probably thinner than him.
Fat James' leg.
So, yeah, I had these passageways set up where I could walk in and out of. So I had this couch blocking the other couch so I could use this nice new couch. The other couch had clean laundry on it, just piles of clean laundry.
There were islands.
Oh, my God. Well, actually, there was also dirty laundry, remember? There was like – this was a pile of dirty laundry, but the rest was clean. But It was all.
Yeah, I knew which one
looked
was
like piles.
I
of
knew
clothes.
Which was which.
It looked like one big pile. Of
That's
clothes.
Why the CDs. Eventually, I had to go on actual CD duty and not jewel case duty because the CDs themselves.
Did you say jewel case duty?
I did not say that. I said jewel case.
Jewel?
You keep hearing Jew, but I keep saying Jewel.
What are the first three letters of Jewel?
It's J E W.
Like Ooh. Jew?
Like Jew. Exactly like Jew.
What did your dad do for a living?
He was a jeweler for a while.
Oh, he was into jewels too.
Yeah.
And he was a Jew.
And he was a
what
Jew.
What a coincidence.
He still is a Jew.
Oh, I bet he
Put
still
on his
is
daddy's
a jeweler.
Suit that day.
What? What?
How Jewish is that your dad's a jeweler? Oh, where are the jewels today? I sure do hope somebody brings in some rubies. All right, sorry. Back to your hoarding.
It's all right.
Off of my and racism Matt, and back
Matt,
to your
do
hoarding.
Me a favor, if you shift your head, you can also shift your hand. It's hard, I know. You get used to doing
oh,
this,
I'm doing that. Like, all right.
It's okay.
I'm only used to being on stage holding a mic.
I know,
like
well, you
this.
Can hear it. That's the only small difference. I'm having, like, the only issues I have with sound here is when people just, like, start taking the mic further and further away from their face.
Who would do that? Quick.
You just don't hear it. You don't have a monitor. You just did it. You just
no, I mean,
turned your
I
head.
I looked around. That's it. That I slipped into an old habit, a regular habit that I go on every.
You do
night
that on stage?
Yeah.
Will you turn to the side and then keep talking?
Well, when I sure.
Oh wow! But you can it hear it if
in
the
there.
Sound drops.
Yeah, there. I mean, it doesn't go that far away, and it's a mic'd up room. But you know,
yeah,
I could see why that. I could see why that would mess up on a podcast.
That's why people
I
wear headphones
not used
on
to
podcasts
doing a
usually,
podcast
but I hate them because it fucking hurt my ears. All right, so back to we finished with the jewel cases.
Yes. I know sorry, I got a little confused. I went off on a tangent.
I wouldn't say confused as much as I would say excited to be able
I
to say Jew
really excited.
Seven times in a row.
Yeah, you're right.
That
That's
took
exactly.
us way off. That was just like when we're working.
Yeah.
Like we'd find one thing that has nothing to do with cleaning and.
First of all, about the gravity bong. Should I break it out right now?
Ooh. Fuck yeah! That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, why wouldn't we, right?
To well, how did they, how do you do this on podcast? Do we
well,
take a commercial break
here's
or something?
This one I can put on pause since it's not live or
That's
anything.
That's so cool.
Or you guys can keep talking while I load it up.
Yeah, just do that.
Do the keep Come talking?
On. Well, I mean...
Well, let's think about it. What would you like to do?
Why don't we just pause it and since it's not live?
Yeah, all right. Matt,
well,
what do you say,
I think
Matt?
We're, I think
well, I
we're
mean,
a little bit too excited about what's going on. I mean, this is show business.
Yeah.
You know, when you're having a production, yeah. you can pause it and save film
uh-huh.
and audio
you just
for
do
the
that.
Editors. You uh-huh. just do it.
My
I could smoke a cigarette.
The first time.
You could pack that thing. We could come
it's
back.
It's a 15-foot cord. You can go outside and smoke a cigarette anywhere.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I love
that
this
one's
15-foot studio.
Cord. You just have to switch.
Ooh.
Yeah, I bought extra long ones so I could take them like outside. You don't have to sit near each other.
That's really cool, man.
You can do them from three rows back on a plane.
Really?
You could have a cord draping along wow. the bottom.
And everybody
could talk
just
to you.
Do their thing.
Yeah, and just talk. But then actually, how would you hear them?
Headphones. Really long headphones.
No, but the headphones wouldn't let you, I guess, I'd get a splitter. No,
yeah.
you wouldn't both be able to hit the headphones. That's the problem.
Oh, a splitter would have to work on that.
Splitter, a headphone splitter, and get that cord draping
could,
along, too. Yeah, that could work.
Now that we know that, we could figure out some creepy podcast that would be awesome. Like
yeah.
reporting from both sides of something.
No, let's do this. How about we go, oh, yeah, for both sides. Yeah. This section, the USC section is great. Visitor section is kind of lame.
We're here with our handy recorder, H4N.
Yeah. I'm here. I'm
How's
here.
It looking over there?
I'm here wearing a San Francisco Giants jersey in Dodger Stadium. Ari's chilling behind me about
oh,
a mile
that's
away.
That's so funny. That
he's wearing Dodger
really
stuff
good.
And saying, get him.
That'd be great.
If you were wearing a headset and you just had people around you, you're like, is anybody coming? Anybody coming? Right.
You know what we could do? We could just do silent heckles from a comedy club as someone's on stage.
Oh wow. God. That's a really
And you would
good
hear
one.
Like audio from around.
Right.
So you could get what they're saying.
And then,
and then just you don't have to disrupt their set, but like, yeah, that's what I would do too if I was a piece of shit.
Oh. Yeah.
Just like light
in the
stuff.
Back of the main room?
Yeah, where no one can hear.
Yeah.
Dude, Ren Azizi and I used to go to the main room and watch Fat Tuesday. Fat Tuesday's Black Knight.
Oh.
And the best joke ever was
Black people don't listen to podcasts, right? So we're not.
No, they're not. They're not aware of the. Yeah, very, very, very few. They're not aware of the technology. Yeah.
Okay. What'd you guys do?
We would go and listen, and it was one we couldn't even understand what they were saying. Like their black accents were so thick, but it's not that we didn't think it was funny because everyone would laugh at the same time. So clearly they were all tuned into something. But you just hear these comments going, and I want. What about boop, boop, yeah. And then they'd point the mic out to the crowd, and the whole crowd would go, one time? Or something like that.
What?
And you'd be like, what is going on?
Completely connected.
Completely different, but they all understand what they're doing.
Wow. That's the black race, man. I'm telling
you.
They're like, I think they could talk with their minds.
Chris Spencer sounds just like I do.
They're like dolphins. Like, they speak to each
other. Their own language.
Yeah. They're like animals.
Yeah. Well, now we're pushing into that zone.
Oh.
That's one of those words. That's one of those hot button words.
See that on Discovery.
Dolphin seemed okay. Any sort of, when you say animals or any sort of the monkey family.
So that's
family,
where the line is? That's dolphins line. And animals?
No, you can say dolphins.
All right, then they're dolphins.
Dolphins are beautiful.
If you say animals at all, that's bad. Or if you say any sort of monkey.
Oof.
What about an ape?
Any sort of ape. All those things that look like those things you can't say either.
But I mean...
So you could say like they're like dolphins or butterflies.
I dropped the N-word so bad just then.
Well,
what about? I should have just said it, not even thought about it.
Sometimes dropping that N-word is so harsh that it's like the perfect joke because it's the harshest thing you can say.
Yeah. It would have been perfect right then. We could have easily edited it out.
Kurt Metzger explained this to me once when he goes, the reason people get so upset when you use the N-word or say something about rape or something on stage. And they're like, well, you're just insensitive. That's why you're saying it.
No.
And his response is, no. We're so sensitive that we realize this is the harshest word we could possibly use because we're so sensitive to those things. So that's why we're using it because we want to completely like go over the top on something and we know what hits us the hardest.
Oh, yeah. It's easy.
Yeah. Kike is not as bad. Not as bad a word.
Oh, then the N-word?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, it's supposed to do the same thing, but it's just not as harsh. Oh, I'm sensitive
to that.
That's
why I just call Jews the N-word every chance I get.
I actually, the best I ever said the N-word, the best I ever heard it said was Red Fox on an episode of Sanford and Sons. It's one of my favorite old shows. But there was somebody who came to find Sanford and said that Lamont was his son and not Sanford's son, not Red Fox's son. And he was like, what are you talking about? And the way they said it was, this guy got home when Red was in the Army, when Fred Sanford was in the Army, the character. This guy was with him, and he came home from the Army, this other guy too, and snuck up to Elizabeth's room and boned her. And then that was, he did the math, and that was, you know, Lamont's around when Lamont, you know, nine
that
months
was
before
the story
Lamont
line?
Was there. Yeah. And here's the deal. So then... The girl that Fred Sanford always fought with, Elizabeth's sister, his sister-in-law, that he always like went toe-to-toe with all the time, she loved Elizabeth too. They connected on that. They both loved her sister and his ex-wife that died. And so that guy told him – it turned out he had actually boned the sister. He didn't know.
So it was Sanford's son?
No, it wasn't Sanford's son at all. It was.
So the name of the show should have been Sanford and some other guy's son?
No, but it was Sanford's son in the end, so it was fine. But this guy had boned the sister.
It's a great storyline.
I know, it's going on. But anyway, here's the deal.
It's way ahead of its time.
So he told the sister what had happened. You know that I had sex with your sister. He goes, I had sex with Elizabeth. And she goes, you. It was one black girl to one black guy. Oh, and she heard that, what this guy was saying about his sister, about her sister. And she goes, you nigger. Like so harsh. And I was like, oh my God. A black woman to a black. I've never heard it said that harsh ever in my life.
Wow, she meant it.
Yeah,
wow.
It's like she meant it.
I
want to
see that
on
like YouTube or something.
You know what I'll do at this point in the thing? What are we, 33 minutes in? I'll try to see if I can download that on YouTube.
Wow, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And then put it in there.
That was on Sanford and Sons?
It was on Sanford. This was like 19 what?
Wow.
Late 70s, early 80s?
It drives me crazy that we don't get to have as many good things on TV as we used to.
You
ever see the first couple episodes of Saturday Night Live?
Oh, way back. Yeah, it was harsh. It was
amazing.
Like, solid. They went for it.
It was like what people should be doing today. It's edgy and exciting. And it's like, hey, I'm going to tune in next week to see what could happen. I don't want to miss what could happen.
Yeah.
I know it's not going to be safe.
Other planes.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know what they're going to make. Now it's like, let's make
so
a couple jokes about New York.
And it helps the ratings.
They could do whatever they want. You know
I don't
what I mean?
Know.
They
maybe
could,
it
they
hurts
could be
ratings.
So funny.
Mm-mm.
Maybe it helps ratings with someone like you or me, but with most people, like they want something generic.
Here's what it is that in the tough times, they're like, we don't want to lose our advertisers because they're giving us money. But what they don't realize is that if they took a chance, they get more viewers, and then they get different advertisers that are better advertisers.
Something like Seinfeld. They're like, oh, this is clearly better than the other shows. Yep. South Park, oh, this is clearly better than the other shows. Blatantly. And go a step above.
Yep.
And so you watch those, and you're like, oh, the viewers will keep coming, mm-hmm. and the advertisers will eventually be like, no, I don't care. But for a while, advertisers, they pulled advertisements from Ellen's. She had a sitcom when she came out of the closet. I don't know if you guys remember that. She came out of the closet in real life. Oh, no, her character came out of the closet. And Nabisco and all these people were like, no, we can't be a part of that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That wouldn't happen now. Actually, she was kind of groundbreaking for doing that. Knowing what would happen, she did it anyway.
Yeah.
Nabisco wasn't into her.
Her character coming out.
Yeah.
Being of a different choice. Like, that's not family.
What's wrong with Nabisco?
They were retards back
then.
They
were problems.
They were. What? They're a bunch of N-words. That's what you're going to say.
I was going to make a Nabisco joke. Like they were losing their crackers over it or something.
Oh, that's what you're going to go there?
No, but I didn't go there.
Okay.
Because it was bad.
All right, you know what? I'm going to put this on pause. I'm going to fill up the gravity bong.
Yes.
Hold.
And we're out. Commercial break.
Oh, no. Dun-dun. And we're back. And it's like no time passed.
Wow.
That was so fast. You had a cigarette. Did you?
Yeah.
You had a cigarette. Yeah. We smoked three fucking times from the gravity bong.
What a great commercial break.
Yeah.
I don't think they do that on The Tonight Show.
If they did on The Tonight Show, what do they go? We'll be right back. Hey, thanks for staying with us, everybody. Yeah. And like immediately came back like that. I'd watch more often.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple times a year. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's how I watch all my TV now, because I download TV like off the internet. I just steal it. And it just goes fade to black, come right back in. It's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so where were we?
We were talking about that
a while ago. Do you remember?
We were talking about how you had your own pathway and how we just started throwing stuff away. So I think one of the things that really got things kicked off was we just started filling up the dumpster with big stuff.
Well, after the first day, the dumpster was all, we filled it up.
Yeah.
We filled it up twice,
quick,
really.
Do you remember what we filled it up with first?
Yeah, well, you were like that white thing?
Oh, yeah.
Was it the white thing? Or
well,
was it the
that
stuff
was
outside?
One of the last things.
Was it the?
Well, the couch was one of the first things. We got rid of a couch right away, right?
What couch? No.
What other couch was here? There were two couches.
The one you're sitting on was in front of that one, and that one was off over there somewhere.
Oh man!
And this was just this nice one, this awesome lazy boy.
Oh yeah, that was
just
buried
off,
back
buried
there.
By the door area.
So it's not even really a good sign when we filled up a dumpster a few times and we can't name anything but a. Small thing of
outside,
white shelves
outside,
that all collapsed.
We had
that
chest of drawers. The credenza. We had the credenza.
Oh, you love that credenza.
I love the credenza.
Oh my God, the credenza.
If there's one thing that happened that
I
learned
about. I didn't
know
what a credenza was until I came.
Oh, yeah. A credenza. A
you
piece
were like,
of...
same bookcase, same fucking drawers, whatever it was.
Where did you first hear the word credenza? Because I've never heard of it, I'm pretty mainstream.
Do you want to know where I heard it from? Like the first time I ever heard it? It's a whole different thing than what it really was.
What was it?
A credenza. All right, do you remember Perry Saturn, the pro wrestler?
Wow.
I love when white trash people say white trash things. Go ahead, trash. What are you talking about?
Perry Saturn, he used to be in WCW, but when he went over to WWF, he had to create like kind of a new persona, and he came up with this new finisher called the three-handed family credenza.
The three
It was
handed family credenza.
Something three family, but the end. The lot. It was. It ended with credenza.
Family?
The word family was in there. I know that.
Wow.
At least it could have just. I mean, family and credenza.
Somebody knows the answer to this. Matt Edgar on Twitter. MAT.
Yeah. What the hell was that move? If anybody knows out there.
Okay.
There's no other way I could find out.
Okay, so go ahead.
And so that's what I thought.
What was that move?
It was crazy, man.
Are you looking up the word credenza right now?
How do you spell it?
C-R. I definitely know that.
Of course.
And I definitely know it's either an E or an A, but I think an E. D-E-N-Z-A. That's what I'm going to say. C-R-E-D-E-N-Z-A. Maybe C.
That's what I have it as, too.
And what is this doing?
It's requesting the website. Oh, I don't have service here.
Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The three-fingered family credenza sounds like an awesome move.
I mean, the move is pretty – I couldn't believe he came up with it then because it was like that guy already – he made a lot of cool moves throughout his career. And that was like later on in it. He still had it in
him.
What
was the move? Do you remember?
It kind of looked like a suplex, but he didn't like... Oh, you know what it looked like?
Oh, my God. I found it. Ready for this?
Oh, what's it called?
With the most long name of finishers. Ready for this? Oh, my God.
Drop it.
The moss. The moss covered.
The moss covered?
Listen to me. Like moss that grows on trees?
Yeah.
All right, so check this out. Perry Saturn. I'm so glad you brought this up. What an amazing tangent. So yeah. Perry Saturn, wrestler, had a finisher.
Is good for is tangents. Yeah.
He had three finishing moves. The most long name of them all is what it says before it for some reason, which is already a telltale sign.
Yeah. Oh, man.
The moss-covered, three-handled...
Oh,
family
so
credenza.
Oh, my God.
Three-handled family credenza.
I'm telling you, man.
Dude, it's got to be amazing. I'm telling you right now. I know wrestling so well. I love wrestling. Yeah. And I think it's such a huge part of so much of awesome entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to tell you right now, every single thing that my history with wrestling would tell me, and I've paid a lot of attention, I'm just going off the name.
Yeah.
This has to be a fucking somewhat...
It's very Perry Saturn.
And Perry Saturn was
great.
He was
great.
By the way, Perry Saturn, if you're wondering, Ari, I don't know how much you know about this. Perry Saturn...
I don't know much about this.
Okay, well, let me tell you. Let me tell you, because this is an interesting fun fact that I sort of just thought of right now.
The three-handled what?
The moss-covered, three-handled family credenza. There's no way that shit's popping up on YouTube.
We're into the moss so far on YouTube, but it hasn't said anything. The moss-covered?
Yeah, do moss...
Three-handled family.
No way! Oh my!
Spelled credenza weird there too. Click on it.
Credenza.
Well, Saturn wasn't really good at spelling.
Well, that's weird because on this it actually spells it the way that I spelled it.
Which is what?
Dude, it has
it. Okay. Oh, here we go. Oh my God. Okay, we're about to watch
no
three
way.
Perry Saturn finishers.
No
right
fucking way.
God,
okay. Well, let me tell you what I was gonna say real quick, and then hold that thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ari, what's weird about Perry Saturn is that if there was a UFC fighter that was a wrestler that was in wrestling, it would be him. Do you know what I mean? In the way that like his character was basically just a really badass guy that was extremely technical and well-trained. His moves were...
Extremely technical and well-trained.
He actually went through many different like character types, too. At one point, he was dressed up like a woman. Like, he had like a dress, and he'd go out there, and he did that, the DVD, the Death Valley Driver.
Thing? I love that, man. I can't wait to have a place that has that. I'm so looking forward to that.
Oh, oh my God, that's great. Yeah. This is how you live, Ari?
Oh, yeah, you can just put it on your screen
TV.
So, I download all my shit on the computer, and I just play
it. I could do that through my PlayStation 3, right?
I don't know about that. I don't know how to do that.
I want to see this so bad right now.
There's a YouTube option on it.
My head's about to explode.
So go. You operate that thing. Which one do you want to click on?
I'm not the guy to operate this thing.
Okay, but look this way. Look this way. There's the mouse button.
Got it.
Okay. So click on one.
Oh,
I'm
going to
hold this to the TV. Perry Saturn finishers.
Oh, shit. The moss-covered, three-handled family credenza.
We get boom.
Oh, fuck. He's got him. That's already it. It's over.
That was it.
Oh, here. Death Valley DVD Drive. Right here. Jericho.
Oh,
fuck.
Rings
the
of
rings
Saturn.
Oh, what a great submission.
Perry Saturn.
Yep.
Look at this. Ah. Oh.
Over. Too much leverage.
Rewind. I want to see the family credenza again.
Dude, the credenza's amazing. It's almost like a sideways perfect
flex. Dude, he was so underrated,
Perry
man.
Saturn finishes.
Perry Saturn was
wearing
so
jeans
underrated.
Too? Was he wearing jeans?
Yeah, he wore jeans a lot.
Wow.
Hey,
very
I can't
hard
figure
to
out
do.
How this isn't working here.
Oh, move it right. Okay, there it is.
Okay.
Now go to wherever when you did or refresh or whatever. Okay. This is it.
The moss-covered, three-handled family credenza.
Looks like a fisherman suplex.
Oh, how does he?
How does he do that?
Oh, so he's on his back and pinning him.
Yeah.
All right, pause that. Wow, he's on his back. Oh, wow, that's weird.
Straight into
it's
a pin.
It's kind of like the it's kind of like the perfect plex.
Except
but
it was
he
sideways.
Well, anyway.
I mean, that's pretty
him.
Clever, you
it's
know?
It's very clever.
And it pins him right there.
As if he was holding
that's
a family
why,
credenza.
That's why pro wrestling's such an art, man. You have
really
these guys
is.
Out there making this new shit. And you could see where it started. They're I mean,
This is what it actually means. It's a noun, a sideboard or a cupboard.
What?
That's what a credenza really is.
Sideboard or a cupboard. Yeah. Right. Oh, wow. So which
God,
basically
means where did Saturn get that?
I don't know.
From Saturn.
Which really reaffirms that that was not a credenza.
There wasn't a credenza. It was a bookcase. Yeah. And
I like Saturn's credenza more than yours. Yeah,
so. Yeah, definitely not using the right word.
If I had my choice between carrying whatever you thought was a credenza out or in getting slammed by Perry
by
Saturn,
the,
I would
moss
take
covered.
I would take my beating.
Man. So... All right. So we did all those. By the way, I sold all my, what's it called? My DVDs after I did the CDs. Mm-hmm. And I realized, like, if I had done this 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when I stopped listening to CDs, maybe even longer, would have made a lot more money than $120. So I was like, let me get the DVDs right now and just get rid of them. All those DVDs, they offered me $8. And I'm like, I'd rather give them to Boon Chakalaka. Oh,
wow. Wow.
How many DVDs did you have?
Like 30, but they were like unopened boxes, like Simpsons whole seasons. Like, there were some good things in there. And they're like, yeah, we just don't, we what?
Those places are scam artists.
Yeah. Well, she goes like, honestly, we have
to,
a
like,
lot of these
sell
right now.
Things at GameStop?
You're allowed to say no. And by the way, of the stuff that they took from me, the CDs, I gave the rest to Boone because they weren't going to take them. He took them down there and got another $10. They'd look through them again and be like, yes,
well,
we will take some of these.
I was thinking
so
that when we took those CDs.
Because they went so fast.
They're
like, yes, no. They're just guessing real fast.
And if somebody went there the next day, even with that bag of stuff that they gave you back on the CDs, mm-hmm. I guarantee you it would have been
somebody
like,
went to the same guy 5 minutes later.
Right.
He would have taken some and not taken some. Yeah. Would have been different. He's going mm-hmm. so fast. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so we did that. We got to get back on track.
Yeah, God,
trying to remember.
Saturn really.
Podcast is full
great.
Of.
Now I want to watch Finishers.
That's all you want to watch.
This looks great.
By the way, if you want to look that up, it's Perry Saturn Finishers 3.
Saturn, if you're listening out there, you did great,
you,
man. Completely underrated. We love
you. I would have liked to have seen that. The moss cover, three handled credenza.
At WrestleMania.
Well, no, in slow motion from like a couple different angles, so I could see that better. Exactly what that means.
I want to know who the one asshole that disliked this video is.
Dislike. 16 likes, one dislike.
You have the balls to click on a video that says Perry Saturn finishers.
They showed five finishers.
It was
three.
Raven.
Three of the best finishers.
They tell you what it
was. Wasn't Saturn in the flock? Was he part of Raven's flock?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's jealousy.
What's Raven's flock? Oh, maybe he was somebody that wasn't allowed to.
Oh, you're
flock.
Saying that the dislike is from Raven.
Yeah. That wasn't that cool. Did you see my even flow DDT? It was just a DDT.
I can't believe that you weren't into wrestling, Ari.
I was into wrestling at a different time than you guys.
It was like Hogan and the Four Horsemen.
Yeah.
Hogan,
these guys were
Junkyard
our guys,
Dog, Rowdy Piper the first time.
Yeah.
He's great.
Slaughter.
Yeah, he's cool. Sergeant Slaughter, Animal, George Animal Steel.
Wow, man.
Yeah, see,
how old are you?
What?
How old 37.
Are you? 37.
And I don't know how old I was when I was watching that. You know, it could have been 7 or it could have been 15. I have no idea. And then later, once like, I remember my brother was still into it when they had the Undertaker and the Natural. There was somebody Natural. He was just like, he was coming out. Everyone was like, whoa, he's gifted.
Yeah.
He's going to change
shit.
And I was like, kind of losing it now.
Yeah,
I knew
that,
the
that
clear
happens. That happens
Nikolai
to everybody.
Volkov was clearly a Russian. He was a bad guy. He was done.
Yeah.
But those archetypes in general are done. That's why Captain America sucks. Like the
they
idea
were
of
really.
Like,
well, I'll tell you what they were.
What
is they were way ahead of their time.
Well, they were reflective of what we were thinking as a people, I guess. Right? Where we're just like, oh, Russians
sort
are
of.
Evil.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you couldn't even
Arabs
get away with
evil.
That now. You couldn't get away with an Iraqi that actually was like, why'd you kill Saddam Hussein?
Yeah. So they're reaching
that'd be
for
such
Russian
that'd be
stuff
so
right
great.
Now.
That'd be
man.
Such a great bad guy. People would be
booed.
Like, fuck you.
You come into our country and we didn't fucking ask you. You killed our fucking, I hate you. Spitting. And meanwhile, he's just drinking beers with him backstage.
Yeah.
That would be great if somebody really stuck up for like.
He goes to New York and just talks about 9/11.
Osama bin Laden was doing something.
Yeah.
He had some points. You
oh my
pieces
God,
of
that'd
shit,
be horrible.
Americans. Yeah.
That would never fly.
He would get killed. Those people are so dumb. Some of them. There would be some
somebody
dumb guy that
would
be like, no,
yeah.
I'm going to kill that motherfucker.
Yeah, let's stick
with this. I'm going to do what The Rock and John Cena are too scared to do. I'm going to go in there and slice this motherfucker's throat. As an American, and they were like, oh, guy, no.
Yeah, man,
we were just
I'd love to see a people's elbow on terrorism.
The people's elbow. All right. Back to this fucking hoarding.
You're going to have fun editing this piece.
There won't be much editing. I might just edit the stuff around where it says, let's take a break.
I think we'll pull in a lot of wrestling fans out of this one.
Yeah,
too.
Absolutely.
We're only brought in the audience.
You'll have to let it be known in the title that this is a podcast about hoarding
about
and
things.
Perry Saturn.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say that earlier.
That's what I was supposed to do.
We got to tag Perry Saturn in this.
The Freddie Lockhart podcast, we talked about something else like completely, and then Red Band just forgot to tag it as that other thing, but I was like, yeah, he had a good name for it too, but then he forgot to put, but yeah, that's what I'll do for this. Hoarding and fucking wrestling.
Specifically Perry Saturn. Perry Saturn, because okay. The guy's never
also,
got enough credit.
You know, story, well, I mean, that's, yeah. I also think there should be, I think something happened crazy with Perry Saturn recently, right?
Like he died?
No, don't tell me that.
He's going to die eventually. How old was this? When was this? When was he wrestling Perry Saturn?
You have to look up where Perry Saturn is right now, guys.
Yeah, you can.
Hold on. I got it already.
What is it?
That's way easier.
The Gargoyle, the Iron Horseman, Perry Saturn, 5 feet, 10 inches tall.
That's how tall I am.
134
yeah,
pounds.
What's his name? What's his name that comes in here and pisses himself? What's his name?
Born in?
Who comes to the Comedy Store all the time?
Wrestler?
Yeah.
Well,
not Piper, but the other one. That's always screaming at people and saying, I humble you.
Oh, my God. You're talking about the
Iron Sheik.
He's tiny.
He's tiny.
Oh, yeah.
He's like 5'8".
Saturn's a notoriously shorter wrestler. 234 pounds, Cleveland, Ohio, trained by Killer Kowalski.
Yeah.
How'd you like to have that guy as your trainer?
That'd be pretty cool.
Hey, who trained you? Killer Kowalski. Get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, you're going to be something great.
Isn't it amazing how you can just look up stuff that fast?
Jerry Lawler. Oh, yeah. It's so great.
That's what I did with General Tso's with you yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're on stage, you were like, what's Kung Pao mean? And who was General Tso? You're like, you think we would even know who? And you say it the way I say it, General Tso. Everyone around says Chow or whatever. But so I just looked it up when he was on stage. He was a brutal member of the army that put down many rebellions. So he was known for his brutality. They also called him the Barbarian, I think, or the Brutal, something like that. Yeah, he killed Chinese civilians, and they named the chicken after him because it was diced up like he would kill other Chinese people. And that's what General Tso is.
I wasn't paying attention that day in high school.
Yeah.
After being shot by a firearm...
Oh, no.
Saturn became addicted to meth.
Oh, no, Perry.
Hold on. First of all, don't
homeless.
Blame it on the getting shot.
And was homeless for a few years.
Oh, God. What years?
No.
2010.
Oh!
December 2010.
He
claimed to now be sober and expressed interest in returning to the ring.
Oh, really?
Did he
express interest in getting another job? And getting paid to do stuff?
Yeah, there's no way he could be in shape.
Wait a second.
What?
It was announced in September 2011.
Yeah.
That Saturn was scheduled for his return match on October 15th, 2011 at the AWE Night of Legends pay-per-view show.
Did it happen?
Saturn won the match.
He won the match. Oh, that's a movie right there.
This has been real. What was that guy named?
Oh, my God. There it says. Oh, it actually explains. Wait a second. Wikipedia has its own thing for the swinging cradle suplex, which is what? The moss covered three handle.
Oh, my God.
They call something else?
Somebody is on it.
Dude.
They call it what?
Look at this. Look what came up.
All that?
Oh, a picture of it.
The whole thing on suplexes.
Oh, because it's a type of suplex? The moss covered three handled family.
Yeah, it's a. I'll tell you right now. This is it. Swinging Fisherman. Also known as the Swinging Fisherman Neckbreaker and the Golden Gate
family.
Swing, a swinging variation of the normal fisherman suplex. This move sees a wrestler with their opponent in a front headlock with the near arm draped over the shoulder, hook the opponent's near leg with their free arm, and roll over to one side, flipping the opponent over onto their neck and back.
I guarantee you no one understands that. But if they slowed it down and replayed it a bunch of times, they might.
Wrestling fans know.
Yeah.
That was a lot to understand.
You just
picture it. Front headlock, swing it, free arm, boom.
I guess
so.
Pop it.
I guess so.
On the wall, are you?
Yeah. I guess if you know it, that would make more sense. All right, can we get back on fucking
hoarding?
All
right.
So that's what we did one day. We filled up the fucking dumpster. Here was the best thing. Where you said, I had that white thing right there, that white bookcase right there that I found on the street, or that David Taylor found on the street and gave it to me. He was like, fuck yeah, I'll take that. I just had some stuff, some more clutter on that. And I was like, let's throw this away. And you were like, it's ugly. It's gross. All right, just throw it away. It doesn't even go with your place. It's just gross. And I was like, yeah, but I need it to put stuff on. I mean, I need something to put stuff on. And you're like, no, you don't. What do you need to put down? What are you talking about?
Right.
And you're like, I need to put stuff on things. And I'm you're like, what stuff? What?
Yeah.
What would you need to put on a table? Like, yeah. What?
You were so like, lost, man.
I was like, my keys and stuff? Like, no, put your keys by the door. What are you talking about?
Right.
What else? And I'm like, my checkbook? And he goes, okay.
God,
no. Would you put that in the drawer?
Man.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, yeah. And it just sort of hit me. I was like, oh.
I don't need to have stuff stacked everywhere.
I had to accept it. Instead of fighting you, I was like, well, let me think. Maybe you're right.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe I don't need things. I was so convinced. I was like, no, I need to put things on stuff. I need my vaporizer on something. I need to be able to put a glass somewhere. But then I would have this bottle of orange juice, and I would just have it there for like 3 years. It would be on something, and it would just be there for years.
Oh, my God, Ari.
And it'd be like, why is it still there? I'm too lazy to just throw it away. Just because I have a place to put things. I shouldn't have a place to put things, not with my sickness.
No.
I don't need a place to put things.
You don't even...
You know who can do that? Someone with a wife that'll fucking put shit away and have fucking 18th century thimbles
set up on a bookcase. So what
I want to know
is this. Where does it come from?
Where does it...
How do you get to that point?
I don't...
I guess I know. I could see how you fall into it, but how...
I had a girl living with me for a while, okay? And the deal was I paid for this place. I paid for the rent. And she cleaned. That was our fucking situation. That's how we worked, which was fine. And she also stocked the freezer.
And it was always really clean.
And I got from a place of, before she moved in, living my own, keeping it at some level of like dirty, but like okay, to like, oh, now I don't have to clean at all. Like I didn't have to do no cleaning for 3 years. Like I just never have to touch anything. She was like, eventually she was like, well, can I just, yeah, like I don't like you leaving your stuff out. I'm like, well, that's what I do. So. I just clean it up.
Wow.
If you don't like it. But if you don't mind it, then leave it there. That's what I do.
Wow.
So we got a deal. Like, I'll pay for the place. Don't worry. But then when she left, one, she left a couple, like, piles of things. And two, it was like, I don't clean anymore. I just haven't done it for years. This is like those old men who die right after their wives die.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I don't know how to make things.
Do you think that was part of it? Do you think you miss her?
No, I wasn't missing her, except I just wasn't used to cleaning at all. I just wasn't something I do.
Oh, yeah.
I know what we're going to do. I was going to put a table there so I could eat on a table there. So that's where I could eat.
Your whole thing with eating is weird.
I think you're weird on this one. I'm trying not to accept. Like, I don't want to eat on my lap.
Maybe you would need one TV tray.
Yeah.
And if you were to go with one TV tray,
yeah.
Then it should be leaning up against a wall until it's time to eat. What you were doing, and what obviously you've still done, is I look around and it looks like the Empire Strikes Back Hoth battlefield with those walking animal things. Beep, 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 from the top.
They're great.
You have three of them here.
I have a fourth,
and they're
somewhere.
Just stocked with crap.
There's a fourth over there. Yeah, once
juice,
I leave it
remote,
there,
bowl,
I put
lighter.
Stuff on it. I cleaned this off before you got here because that vaporizer, all that stuff had made its way over to this one.
Do you see it happening again?
Yeah, I see it happening again. I've already seen it twice. And I'm like, oh, shit, it's happening again. We had this place pretty clean, and I see it start to creep back in. Who's that?
Pete.
That's right. I'll meet him soon. I'm going to play cards with him.
That's right. He's got a big poker tournament.
Yeah, it's fucking coming back.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Well,
it's
I don't
only
know
been,
do. I have such
how
a
long
sick...
has it been?
Couple months.
Just a couple months? You know, I mean, maybe it's three. Starting small. I really think...
No, it's already come back strong once, and I've had to like, Ari, don't do this, and fucking take it all the way back down again.
Well, good. I guess just keep
Well, then you're starting to become aware of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had a girl over here once, and she was like, why do you have all these shirts? And she like went through it, because it wasn't like clean again. And she goes, what can I throw away? And I was like, okay, yeah, throw that shirt away. Throw that shirt away. Wow. We'll get that in the giveaway
pile. Sort of... What is that, all laundry right there?
That's all laundry, yeah. And you know what I noticed also after all this?
Ari.
I just like to... What? I know. I have to do laundry. That's the laziness part.
Do you know what...
That's the laziness part.
You know what one of the things is?
Well, one of the things of what?
She was right.
What?
You have way too much shit.
Yes. Yeah.
There's families don't have that much laundry.
I know. I think this is
If they didn't wash everything, and you still have stuff everywhere. That's all your stuff. All that's yours.
That's all mine. Yeah. That's after I've given away five bags of clothes to Goodwill.
Where were you getting stuff? Were you just taking bags from like Dice or something?
No, that online. I would get T-shirts sometimes. I go to thrift stores and get T-shirts over the years.
That's all just stuff that you buy? Like you have a history with all that stuff then.
You know, you had a shirt like 12 years ago and you don't have that shirt anymore?
Yeah.
I don't have that experience. I still have whatever shirt it was.
Why?
I still have it.
Why?
That's the problem.
Why?
I don't know.
Let's get to the bottom of this.
I don't know.
Do you not like throwing them out?
I think it's because for a long time my family didn't have anything. We went from like having a lot of money to suddenly not having money.
And then I felt like I became
responsible for us not having cash, and I have to be wary of like what I bought and stuff, and just like make things last.
Okay, that's
so interesting.
So it's not even much that you're just Jewy.
Yeah, maybe
it's that there was some trauma at one point.
Yeah, we went through a period where we were like of the upper class and went to like
you just got it all
lower
taken
middle
away.
Class and wow. like and living above our means to be lower middle class.
Well, there it is.
Yeah. And then also my dad's a Holocaust survivor, and his whole family is. So then they were always like, you don't fucking throw shit out. Oh, you make sure everything lasts.
Conditioned to be this way.
Yeah. Maybe.
Well, wow.
I mean, that's my where it comes from. But you know what? I also do it. My emails. I have to start like, why do I have all these emails? I just never throw any of them out.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah,
where it's like, I should just be like, oh, I read it. Don't need to respond to it. Delete. That way it won't like build up, and I won't forget to write back the ones.
I
build up everything. Files on my computer. I'm out of space all the time. Old iTunes stuff. I get everything for free. So it becomes like all these songs I just have. I'm like, oh, I've never listened to this album ever. But I'm like, oh, don't throw it away. And then my fucking iPhone is full. It's a problem.
I do that too. I didn't think that everybody just deletes all their emails.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There used to be in Hotmail. Used to have a cap of how much space, so you had to delete them. Otherwise,
it'll
fill
up.
Crazy.
I'm cyber hoarding.
Yeah, you're cyber hoarding. Same thing. Where you don't feel like throwing it away. I feel comfortable having these things around.
I have an iPhone with email on it.
Yeah.
And I keep it in my pocket. It's like I have just a ton of mail in my pocket.
Yeah.
I went through a thing to where one of my ex girlfriends and I,
didn't want to go down that
We went through an era to where...
Do you smile just because we know the girlfriend and you don't want to... Yeah, you're like, should I have brought this up?
He smiled because it was like, oh, fuck, where am I going?
This is really
interesting.
I'm in.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, I'm in.
So, because it just happened recently.
Cool. Yeah.
There was a big moment, like a month-long span of our arguing and serious issues going back and forth via email. For technical reasons.
Yeah.
So texts weren't going
I'm not
going
to say who it is. Just fucking say the story.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Okay.
So texts weren't... So imagine like...
Texts weren't
the
what?
Texts weren't going through, but you could email over your phone to the other person.
So you have to just check your email over...
Right,
over
which is pretty easy if you're a BlackBerry person.
Okay.
And...
I thought you were going to
say basically what happened.
Like, wait,
yeah,
what?
That's really
hard.
I've
never even heard that.
Really?
You borrow your friend's computer?
You go to the library?
Yeah. Learn how to type.
Oh, come on.
Learn how to read. That's what I should have said. Learn how to read, not type.
But I noticed that, you know, those were there. I've been pretty bad with the email thing. But then I looked and I went through them and I looked at the number of emails. Like it was like, like 1,000 emails.
Just from her?
Yeah.
Over like 2 days. Because your phone doesn't do that.
In total, yeah, exactly. In total in the box was like 1,400.
So
and I'm like, you know what? If I just check all and keep plowing through this, I'm going to clean this artery of life real quick. You know, and I did it. And honestly, as I was going through it, I realized, wow, I'm eliminating this part of my life completely and forever, and I'll never have it back again, and this is great.
Well, that's the thing that scares me, too.
It's literally like
life cleansing. It's a big decision.
It's life cleansing, and didn't you feel good after you did it?
Yeah, I did. Well, I was like, cool, I don't need that stuff.
I had this rush that came over me that was like an adrenaline thing, like, man, we're just living life, and you just get rid of some parts
that were
so
important. Those drawers outside was given to me by my girlfriend, my first girlfriend that I lost my virginity to, made that when she came out here, and it was like one of the last things I have from her. So I moved with it like three times. I don't even use it. It's been outside collecting cobwebs and dust for fucking years.
Oof.
But I was like, I can't get rid of it because then I'll never have that piece of me back. But then when I do, it's like, I guess I don't need
it. You don't have it now anyways.
No, I know.
The only thing that's real is the moment. Well, that's all
exactly.
you have.
And she still won't fucking talk to me.
It's over, man.
Yeah, it's fucking over. I have to accept it. She finally, last time I tried, she was like, all right, it's just no point. There's no point. I'm like, what? No point? Just let's talk. And I'm like, do I just have to accept it? I'll just never be able to fucking talk to you.
Yeah.
Just one of those losses in life.
Hey, they happen all the time to everybody.
But then I realized about my shirt, too. Like, I'd uncover something from one of the piles, and I'm like, oh, yeah. I forgot about this shirt or this toy or this whatever it is. And I was, like, so happy they found it, but I'm like, I didn't miss it at all. I didn't even know I had it. I was just happy when I found it again because it was my taste, I guess.
Right.
But, like,
well,
I was not living in, like, a loss of, like, I don't have this thing. I just forgot I even had it ever.
Yeah.
And with those shirts, I had to accept this. I was like, yes, this is a cool T-shirt, but it's my 60th cool T-shirt. Like, this is the 60th coolest of all my shirts. And I'm never going to not do my laundry for fucking 18 months straight. So I will get to this. I'm never going to get to the T-shirt. There's always going to be a cooler one to wear.
Yep.
So I can just get rid of it.
Yeah. I
it's
think
not
you
saying
really
it's not cool.
You really just had to snap out of it.
Yeah.
You just got to become aware.
In the old days, you used to have to be like when I realized something was just horrible. Like something I saw from high school was like completely unfashionable. Then I'd be like, oh, get rid of this. But some of the stuff is still good enough. I still have up there. I still have all my extra larges.
Wow.
I should just give those away.
Yeah.
It's because I think I'm going to be a fat person again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What makes you think that?
I was fat, and I was like, I know things go up
when
and down.
When were you fat?
I was fat a couple times. I was fat in early college, right when I got back from Israel, and I was real sedentary, so I didn't move, so I got up to like 225, like 50 pounds heavier.
Wow.
That's a lot. 50 pounds is a lot.
How tall are you?
6'3". Wow. And I could carry it okay, but when I sat up in the morning, you just see this like ball.
Ooh.
In front of you, that completely covered where your dick would be.
Oh no!
Yeah, which is and I'd lie on my side. I remember my sister and my shirt was up a little, so it was like as if it had gone on the ground. You know when like honey hits, like it spills and it like takes the form of the floor. That's what my fat was doing on the side.
Oh.
And my sister was like, "Ew!" And I was remember going like, "I've accepted becoming this. It's okay."
Oh, wow.
But then I lost weight, and then I was like, "Okay, yeah." But then I Yeah, a few years ago, like maybe 5-6 years
You're
ago.
You're never going to be that big again.
5-6 years ago, I went to 215. I couldn't fit into any of the larges, only extra larges. I couldn't fit into any of them.
What happened 5 or 6 years ago?
I just got a little fatter.
How? What happened then?
Ate more. Oh, also, one of my depression medications was, this was a couple years ago, gave me hyperphagia, gave me the ability to eat unceasingly forever. I would never feel full.
Really?
Yeah. It was awesome.
Wow.
It was awesome. I would go on marathons of just binging.
What does your body do?
It gains weight.
Oh, that's horrible.
But you never barf.
I probably could use that.
Oh, yeah, you could totally use it.
I
Sean Bradley could
weight,
use that
man.
when he was coming into the NBA.
I'm so
never
scared. I'm so skinny.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
That's a funny joke you made yesterday on stage.
What'd I say?
That your skinny jeans shouldn't be so baggy.
No, I'm wearing baggy skinny jeans.
Because you're so thin.
Yeah, it's a paradox.
When you brought him up, Tony, you brought Matt up on stage.
Yeah.
You guys gave each other a hug. What was that? You guys always
friendship.
Do that?
You know
or
what?
Was it just because it's the first time you brought him up as a paid
time.
Regular?
Well, I mean, it just hit me that we're all in now. That's all of us. We're all paid regulars at the comedy
And you
store.
Did the same thing to Willie when you brought Willie up. You guys also hugged.
Yeah, I needed to make him feel good. He would have got all.
And that's what that was about?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I noticed. I saw you guys hug, and I was like, that seemed cool and natural. It seemed like a genuine hug.
Oh,
you guys
yeah,
were excited
was...
for each other.
I was excited for Willie because I knew how much that meant for him.
Oh, I meant you too.
But our, the reason Willie why too. I hugged, the reason why...
Willie's not a paid regular. He just got
no,
thrown
no, no.
on last night.
I get that feeling, though, of like, before you're a paid regular, sometimes Tommy throws you some bones.
That's
when he,
Friday
when
night?
He suspected.
That's a great spot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I never
it's
got
like,
one
oh,
of those. I would have
it's
killed
so exciting.
One of those.
Exactly.
Yeah. But with Tony, it was like... Like I remember when we all first started, we just used to watch the paid regulars
and
want to
be one.
I mean?
Oh, so that's the first because you just got passed.
Yeah, that was.
Was that the first time you brought him on, or you brought him
as
on
as a paid regular?
As a paid regular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice.
I mean, that was we've worked hours and hours and hours as door guys or lot guys at that. Club.
When did you get passed, Matt? Like a year ago?
Valentine's Day.
Early this year.
This year.
And Tony just now.
Yeah.
Like a week or two ago.
Yeah.
But now you're both paid regulars. Oh, that was a nice moment then.
It was a lot of fun.
It was very
That's
natural.
Why we need a goddamn camera in that fucking room, because that would have been one of those moments.
Oh, you know,
like,
we got a camera.
There is
in that
a camera
room.
In the room.
There's a security
Everything's
camera
being recorded now.
Now
in that room, and the main room, and the belly
really?
Room, and...
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
When did that go in?
Last week.
You haven't been in the office in at least a week?
No, I was
in
Edmonton.
There's a new screen in there. Very nice little... It looks like
And it's showing the different rooms?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a straight-up security camera.
That's
like,
going to change the era.
I don't think so. I don't think so too bad.
You don't think so too bad? Do you think there could be another time where two men are having a big dick contest on stage and the way they're judging it is by a naked porn star blowing each of them and judging with her mouth whose was bigger? Do you think that stuff can go on again?
I tell you what, Ari.
Only resulting action being the guy who lost the big dick contest got banned for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
So no stage time for 2 weeks, which means he lost 4 spots.
Oh, my God.
That is what happened.
I remember walking in
and people like, why did only Madonia get in trouble? I'm like, well, should have had a bigger dick.
You guys were neck and neck, man.
We were neck and neck.
I mean, it
came down
to who had a harder dick. I had like a
12% boner, and he had like an 8% boner. It was like,
who was more calm in that really uncomfortable situation?
She was like, look at me, look at me, look at me.
Oh yeah. She wanted to get you guys
hard. She
wanted
so bad that he make me hard.
You know what's funny is you guys, neither one of you guys could get boners, but the person that...
We all had boners in the back.
but the person that was most embarrassed about you guys not having boners was her.
Oh, yeah.
Not you guys. You guys are like, this is epic, and I'm part
of
it.
But
I'm
like, Don Barris is dancing in front of us. Sam Chubb is doing play-by-play.
You're not really in it for the blowjob. Yeah. You're in it for the comedy.
PJ is literally filming her asshole.
You're like, PJ, move away.
He is in it, man. His hand was under her.
I don't think PJ got it at all. I think PJ was like, oh, yeah, these guys are getting blowjobs. I don't even think he really saw the funny side of it.
It wasn't even about how funny and incredible it was to see.
It was so ridiculous.
He probably beat off to that later.
Her mouth may as well have been somebody throwing like a water balloon at my crotch, where I'm like, I guess it's wet, but I don't. There's nothing sexual about this.
Well, oh yeah, you know? I mean, you guys, everybody was cracking.
It was
up.
So funny, and that's why she was like, hey, give me your eyes. Look at me. And then she had my gaze.
She wanted it so, but she wanted to just whore it up in front of those people successfully.
Yeah.
Look at me. Focus. Blow a load down my throat.
And you know what? The best was that I didn't notice till later. And then also fucking what's his name was right to my left, Big Earl. He was playing drums a second
cracking
before.
Up.
He was literally an inch and a half to my left. And just looking at
epic.
Black eyes, and he's like, what the fuck? I'm like, I don't know, man. That's kind of craziness right now.
That was one of the things I was laughing at the hardest, was just Earl laughing.
Uh-huh. This goofy long hair.
Because he's just such a huge human being, such a big guy. Like, lifts weights every day, protein packages and stuff. And all of that muscle was just laughing. Everything was just making this noise. And
the
it's
thing
just,
that he reminds me of. Every time was as soon as she was done with me and then she was going over to Madonia, he made out with her first.
Who?
Madonia and her like kissed for a while.
When?
Right after she had
I actually remember that. I remember thinking, did Dan just kiss her?
Yeah, Dan just kissed her and then she started with him. And everyone was like, wait, did I? And then I guess I didn't see that. Well, I'll just block that out of our memory.
I think I saw after she kissed him, it looked like she pulled one of your pubes out of her mouth.
Oh, God.
Why is that so gross?
It's your pube.
I know.
Only you know what's going on with your pubes.
And Dan
the fact that you're
Dan
that grossed out
that
about
night.
It's not
Dan
a good
Dan went home
sign.
With her that night.
Yeah, we all lived together.
Oh, real? That's back then.
Yeah, man. So we took her home, and we all hung out for a little bit with her. And
this is the inside scoop. This is later that night.
Yeah.
You all hung out with
you
her?
You know what she said? She dropped
–
yeah, it was me, Dan,
so
her,
they definitely
Sandy.
Had sex. The two of them definitely
oh,
went
yeah. and
had sex.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it went down, man.
And then once she hung out, what'd you guys talk about and do?
Well, get this. Out of nowhere, we're all talking about just bullshit. It was late night. We were laughing at what just happened. It was we were recapping everything in front of her. And she loved it. She loved the attention. And at one point she drops, yeah, and right before that, I suck Pauly Shore's dick.
Oh my God.
And she swallowed his cum. She swallowed.
That's great.
Yeah.
Of course. I remember
that.
This. As she was on stage. Oh, yeah. I remember looking to the left outside the Comedy Store. It's really not about hoarding at all anymore, is it?
No.
It's about whoring. It's about whoring. But I remember being outside, and one of my favorite images in all of comedy is just even driving down Sunset from the east to the west, and you can see inside. You can sort of see who's on stage.
Oh, God.
If you're in the right-hand most lane.
Oh, I love
through
it.
That window. And if I'm just over there or walking or something, or even outside on the patio, and I just look in because you can't hear anything and you can't even really see the crowd, you just see the silhouette of a comic on stage from a side angle pretty much, especially if he's turned a little to his right. And it's just like, yeah, it's just beautiful to me. I just love that shot, almost of anybody. You see them like this from their side. Just
it's like, oh, like, man.
You can't see the crowd because they're in darkness, but he's – yeah, I love it. Anyway, I mean, so I looked in there. That's also you can just see who's on stage. But I looked in there, and I was like, oh, there's a naked woman on stage. Yeah, I guess I'll go inside for a second. So he went inside, and they were talking or whatever, and she was trying to, like, lap dance somebody. She was just naked. And then they were like, they talked about a big dick competition. And they're like, who's going to be in it? And everyone just turned and looked at me. I was in the side of the room. And I was like, yeah, all right. Yeah, I'm coming. Yeah, and then Madonna came too. But she was naked. I remember her saying, they were like, and she's been the star of 17 different pornos. And I was like, ooh. And she goes, oh, that's not a lot. That's what I remember her saying. Like, no, 17 is not very much at all. That's like a few months.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So what'd she tell you when she hung out with you? What words of wisdom did this young lady?
She gave me no words of wisdom.
She was just.
She was kind of there. She was laughing at everything.
Is she on anything?
No. I mean, she was.
She was fun.
I mean, yeah, she seemed like a nice girl.
She was high on dick. did you guys eat anything? Do you remember her laughing about one thing in particular? So very intrigued by
You know what? Oddly enough, when I knew she was going over there, I remember being kind of excited on my way home because I thought, like, oh my God, we're gonna get a private after show. You know what I mean? Like, there's gonna be some crazy shenanigans right living.
If she's sucking the guys' dicks that are on stage while they're on stage, this is
gonna get fucking crazy now. And it wasn't. It was very normal. She's just a normal girl. Kept her clothes on. She just loved all the attention.
Just think, that could be any of our girlfriends when they go out of town someday.
I know.
That's a problem. That's what I say to the Comedy Store.
It's so funny.
So
like, what
I'm
if
like,
she
just
really...
Just accept it. Just accept
my
it.
My girlfriend is so
happening.
Sweet, and it's like, what if there's this side of her that
there
I
There is a side of her.
Yeah, there's
got to
gotta be. I remember it. I remember
a side of
it.
Just even if it's like a millionth of 1%, some part of her wants to do that, so she's saying no to it.
Right.
And maybe she's not. I've seen the most horrible things of girls leaving their whoever they're on the date with, going to have sex with somebody they just met, and then
that happens all the time,
and then going back to sit with the boy and being they're always extra snuggly. This is the word of wisdom to any guy out there who's jealous who gets worried about. My thing is like,
you
let
have
her
every
fuck
every right
people.
To
who
be
cares?
Jealous.
If they suddenly start showing you a ton of physical emotion, be very like worried.
Be weary.
Yeah, like why are you suddenly being all kissy kissy with me?
Yeah.
What's, like, out of nowhere?
Like, what did you
How long have you been out of my sight? Seven minutes? What happened in those 7 minutes?
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a quick,
I've seen that over and over again. I've seen that on numerous occasions with a girl. That's an observation I've made over years.
I was going to say, that's
a great
girl observation.
Will be extra snuggly, extra kind. They'll laugh extra hard.
Oh, when they go back into the comedy showroom.
Yeah.
Now I know what you're talking about.
They're away from the horribleness they just did.
Okay, honey. Let's watch the show together.
The guy has no idea.
And they want to be like, just act natural. Well, show him you love him. That's natural. And so they go a little too far. They err on the side of letting be overly nice.
Yeah, they indicate.
Yeah.
They go a little over the top.
Because they don't want to be like, shut up.
That's
like, what? Why are you?
You?
Yeah, they don't want anybody to know.
Yeah. I just heard a new thing recently that I never even thought of, and it's so true. When you break up with a girl or you get dumped or whatever happens, you know how you like talk for a little bit afterwards, like you like kind of maintain a friendship almost, but you're
Those are the times where you talk. You still have sex once every like month, maybe.
Yeah.
You have sex, and those are the time. Those are the talks that'll get you to hate them forever.
Oh yeah, and this is where you guys are also starting to see other people and maintain a thing through that.
They'll say something that hurts you, whatever it is.
Adam Sagent told me that because he just broke up with his they just broke up, and his girlfriend called him one morning at 8 a.m, woke him up, and was like, "Hey, how are you?" And then he just like he right there knew that she just fucked some guy. Like he just knew it, like just by the way.
Really?
And it was true.
And he was right.
It was absolutely true because I know I'm friends with one of her friends, and like she said it was true. And
whenever I've gotten jealous, like overly jealous and snooped, it's been like, oh yeah, this stuff. But I started finding.
Happen,
I'm like, oh, that's the reason I started being jealous is because I clearly see like something was up.
Yeah,
they were being a little too nice or something. You just know.
Yeah,
but that too nice thing.
Yeah, they just really are their own species. They really think they can get away with it.
They can.
Yeah,
but so do dudes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we just get in our heads about it.
We don't get in our heads about it.
I do. I mean, when you go through a breakup, you mean?
Oh, no, no. Like, when you do some horrible thing. Like, when you go cheat and fuck someone in the bathroom while you're with it, which I've never done while I've been on a date with a girl. I can't imagine being that kind of, like, being able to
That's incredible.
Pull some that fast.
That is incredible.
Lately, I've been looking at love and romance as sort of like a moss-covered three-handled fan.
That's poetry in motion there. Which is another move by Jeff Hardy.
Is that really his move?
Yeah.
Poetry in motion?
Yeah, yeah. It's one of his moves.
Oh, that just sounds... See, now, again...
All right, here are the options. Here are the options right now.
Okay.
We're at an hour and 20, and I have to go. So we can either cut this right now and stop it and just say we're done, mm-hmm. or we can come back and finish up whatever we're talking about.
I say we shoot for a three-hour podcast with this and make it a two-parter.
And make it a two-parter?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we could do that.
Only a great hoarding podcast would be just a
because we haven't stayed long
with
tons, I don't mind tangents.
There's
yeah,
tons
yeah, yeah.
of tangents and procrastination because that's actually
that's what
the hoarding.
That's what we see
right.
the whole
it
time.
The same
we just
exact
like let's
thing.
Take a full day of not even getting to the stuff.
Yeah,
the CDs. What the fuck was that? A whole yeah. day going yeah. through CDs.
It was just a bunch of hanging out.
We should have been like, just come
Wait
on.
Wait a second. Is this your wallpaper that
Whoa.
Pops up?
Yeah. Ari,
this is what you're into.
That's my ex girlfriend's art.
Oh.
No, she's a really good
artist.
I could
tell you yourself, really man.
Her.
Why is that your what? Background?
I could tell you really.
It's not, that's
her.
Not the same ex-girlfriend that I was talking about before. It's a different. This one's Ashley McComber. She's an artist. She does this stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's it like hooking up with an artist?
It's really cool. I've never been so academically turned on.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get a lot of scarves out of that relationship?
All my bits were coming to me left and right.
Oh, what was she doing that would make that happen?
She would see things in a creative way.
Oh, that's what I need. I need a cool artist check.
David Taylor's house.
What is that? That's so cool.
Uh-huh. Matchstick Man Pussy Face, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, she would challenge things the same way I would. She'd be like, well, why do people do this? You know? And I'd be like, oh, I've never thought of it. And we get into a discussion about it as sort of equals. And it's sort of like just keep challenging yourself all the time.
That's
awesome. Mentally. Yeah, it was great. The only reason it didn't work out is because I'm a fucking dickwad.
Do you guys have an open relationship?
No, that was
point?
The one before.
Oh, that was the one before. That yeah. seemed cool, man.
That's what I was trying to get with her, and she was eventually, she tried, and she's like, this ain't me.
Yeah.
What happens in an open relationship? You just say, hey, this is an open relationship.
It's like, I'm going to be boning other people. What's the big deal? Who cares? I'm on the road. I'm in Edmonton. I want to have sex with
okay,
somebody.
Okay, so
what
does
she
let's
do?
Let's
What's
say
the
I'm the girl.
Girl
let's,
whatever she wants to do, too.
Let's
Will
play
she have
it
guys
out real
over
quick.
In your bed?
No, we have whatever rules make you feel fine.
And let's, you guys can maintain regular...
So like we had with Allie, it was like, yeah, nobody come over here. Just don't do it here. And obviously, no black people.
Okay, so I'm the girl.
Of course.
Let's role play this. I'm the girl in your
No,
you.
So there's another tangent we can't get on.
Okay, let's go. But let's start with that next time.
No. That's something I want to take for a separate podcast.
What is it?
Open relationships. It'd be a separate podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be in on that one, too.
You've never done one.
I have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean.
Okay. Maybe you can co-host that.
Or at least a correspondent. Let's go to a 5-minute
I want
correspondent.
You to co-host. I want you to co-host the one with Jeff Ross. I want to do one with him on would you be available? Would you
yeah,
do it if you were around?
Of course. What do you want to do one with him about?
Either the Friars Club. Or just that style of humor in general, that roasty style. They might just go together. Because he's bringing it back. No one else is doing it.
Yeah.
He's right. bringing back a section of comedy.
Yeah, it's a great genre of comedy that just
It's like storytelling's around. That's been around.
Yeah. Sure.
I would make it about roasting.
Roasting.
Yeah.
And he'd probably bring up the Friars Club shit.
Oh, of course. That'll totally come up.
Yeah. I'm just interested in that. I was like, that's...
Me
I
too.
I want to know. Because he's let shit slip here or there. Not slip. But,
Have
you
read
know,
his book?
He's, no.
It's great.
I should read it, but the only problem with reading that book is that I don't read books. So for me, I'd love to be able to read it, but I also want to take karate.
Do you know how to read?
And I know how to read, but I don't get to it. I read one book in the last
I think if you started that
years.
One, it would flow
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, it's easy.
You're, really? You're close enough with them to where you,
it's
you get
It's fun,
them.
Man. I mean, you could kind of see yourself in those different...
Well, I'll talk about it on here. All right, well, so we'll do a two-parter on this.
Cool.
Okay, so where did we leave off? What were we talking about?
We were talking about how I want to role play.
No, what she was saying to you. No. What she was saying to you when she was hanging out with you, that porn chick.
Oh,
and then we had to take it from there and take it back to finish off wrestling. and make sure to really round out hoarding.
By the way, that chick really didn't say anything. We could just skip that.
Okay, skip that. So we're done with her.
So we're going to go back to hoarding.
So when we return,
Dan ended up fucking
in part two,
in the end.
We'll get back to hoarding and a little bit of wrestling.
Definitely some wrestling.
This is just like when we hoarded. I mean,
we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, and it was only supposed to be one day. It's going to take a few hours.
And we had
to
pause,
like, all right,
and we fucking went to the bong, and shit slowed down.
What's wrong with us?
That goddamn gravity bomb.
It was the great
Skunk Magazine.
It was the great Puff Daddy in his hit album Victory, and he once said, after track two, he once said, "It's all fucked up now. What we supposed to do now?"
That also reminds me of a quote from Zhang Suzu, as most people know as General Tso, who said, when dealing with the Russians, "First, we will talk to them in the meeting rooms, but soon enough, we'll meet them in battle."
Wow.
He knew goddamn well the fucking diplomacy wasn't going to work, and he didn't want it to work. He wanted to slaughter some goddamn Russians. That's General Tso's chicken.
You know what is a great thing to read?
What?
Quotes from generals warriors. And smart people and warriors. You can find them on the internet.
Oh,
it's amazing.
That'd be uplifting as shit.
Dude, Napoleon was the shit.
Okay, we gotta go.
All right, anyways.
All right.
Sorry, stay tuned for this. Okay, but in the first one, what's your Tony Hinchcliffe at Twitter?
At Tony Hinchcliffe at Twitter. That's Tony H plus Inch Cliff plus E. You know how to spell it. Tony Hinchcliffe. Sound it out.
The newest paid regular at the Comedy Store.
Yes.
Finally.
Yes.
It's
you guys both look like you completely belong last night too.
Oh, so thank you. Coming from you, that means a lot because you're such a big part of that.
You know what? I mean, I was completely aware that you were in there too.
Yeah, me too. And it was pretty crazy because I didn't know you were really there until . And then once I noticed you, I'm like...
You noticed the light coming on my face when I was looking up General Tso.
Yeah, that must... Well,
we can talk about that, how you feel as a new paid rego, too, when we come back.
Sure, we'll talk about it.
I got to go. I should have left 35 minutes ago.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, Matt Edgar, Twitter. Okay. 1T.
All right, so that's it. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, number 31. Finito. Thank you guys very much for tuning in. Not finito. It's a two-parter. So I'm going to release the second part. Those guys came back and talked to me later at the Comedy Store. We talked upstairs and finished up the conversation. I figure it's not going to take up a whole episode, so I'll release it on Wednesday or Thursday. Let's say Wednesday. I could do that. Let's say Wednesday. Otherwise, check back at arithegreat.com every Monday for new episodes or subscribe on iTunes so they just automatically come in. I guess that's how it works, and check back or refresh, whatever the fuck you need to do. But thank you guys very much for tuning in. That's it. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, number 31A, Hoarders, part one, however you want to say it. Bye.
Everybody do your share. Clean up, clean up. Everybody everywhere. Clean up, clean up. Everybody do your share.